Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 96. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 68. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 94. Chance of thunderstorms Friday. Daytime highs approaching 91. 96, lots of sunshine Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 67 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are your latest headlines from 12 News. The U.S. House could vote as early as today on President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. The Senate narrowly passed the spending plan yesterday, with the vice president casting the tie-breaking vote. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall voted yes. Black Hills Energy customers could see their gas bill rise by nearly 9% under a new proposal. That's about $6 a month for residential customers. Black Hills says it needs more money as costs increase. And you can now buy a Kansas blackout plate from your local county treasurer. You'll have to pay a one-time $40 fee and a $50 fee each year. The plates are available for passenger vehicles and motorcycles. And Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Do you feel dizzy, off balance, or like your world is constantly spinning? You might be suffering from an inner ear vestibular disorder. These disorders can make you feel disoriented and foggy-headed. But the Vestibular Disorders Association can help. Visit liferebalance.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn more. That's liferebalance.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Recently, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, joined Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin in reintroducing the Reliable Rail Service Act, which addresses unreliable service and high rail shipping costs for farmers and manufacturers and aims to strengthen rail supply chains. It ensures major freight railroads deliver reliable service at reasonable rates, enabling American businesses to get products to market more efficiently. Senator Marshall said Kansas's farmers and ranchers depend upon reliable transportation of their world-class goods to the rest of the country, and Class 1 railroads are not meeting expectations, which is a disservice to hardworking Kansans. He said this bill lays out reasonable requirements for rail carriers to meet these important obligations, and he looks forward to working with Senator Baldwin on getting this to the finish line. The Reliable Rail Service Act is supported by members of the agricultural industry, labor organizations, energy producers, and manufacturers who know firsthand how poor service, significant disruptions, and sky-high prices are impacting their businesses and prices for consumers. Day 7 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Harvest progress continues across Kansas, with some areas moving slowly due to wet conditions, while others have managed to dodge the rain and are preparing to wrap up harvest. And farmers and custom harvesters are adapting to the challenges to keep things moving. Shane Eck with the Pawnee County Co-op Association in Larned has reported that harvest is 75% to 85% complete in their region, as harvest conditions have been mostly favorable because they've missed most of the heavy rain events, but they did have some scattered rains. Yields are ranging from 20 to 60 bushels per acre, which is, for the most part, an improvement over the drought-stricken crops of the past 2 years, and they've already exceeded their take of wheat from last year and are above their 5-year average. Test weights were averaging 58 pounds, with some lower numbers in rainfall areas, though test weights and yields have been impacted by wheat streak mosaic virus and other associated viral diseases, which have become more common in the region over the past 3 years. Proteins are averaging around 12%. To follow along with harvest updates on social media, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest25 and tag at Kansas Wheat to share your harvest stories and photos. Tar spot, a fungal disease that has steadily established itself in Kansas cornfields over the past few years, has been detected again in the state, with the first confirmed report of 2025 occurring June 11th in northeast Kansas. K-State row crop pathologist Rodrigo Onofre said this is one of the corn diseases that they see survive in corn residue, so people that have seen this spot before are going to be dealing with this disease for a long time. Onofre also emphasized the importance of knowing hybrid susceptibility to tar spot, saying that they know that there are some hybrids that are fairly susceptible to tar spot, which means that you're going to need to pay more attention to the crop. As with most corn diseases, early detection is crucial for best management practices. When scouting for tar spot in corn, Onofre highlighted how tricky it can be to decipher tar spot from other corn diseases or insect residue. So he shared that for him, what really helps is to get a wet cloth and try to clean the leaf. If it's tar spot, it's not going to rub off, but everything else will clean off. As tar spot survives through the winter and crop residue, Onofre said that those who have been affected by tar spot in the past will see it start from the bottom into the canopy. And producers should be on alert, even in counties not currently affected by tar spot, because wind movement still makes cornfields susceptible. For those who are already affected by tar spot, Onofre recommends steps to take now to prepare for 2026. And he said to start to think about more resistant hybrids, early scouting, and a GERT herbicide management program. He said this year, for the first time, they have a partnership with Kansas Corn, and now they have a Kansas Corn Disease Center where growers can go and find not just a tar spot map, but other diseases too. The Kansas Corn Disease Center can be accessed online at kscorn.com/corndisease, and more information is also available at local extension offices in Kansas. In Nebraska news, on Tuesday in Superior, Nebraska, 31-year-old Sebastian Dunbar was convicted of first-degree murder for the death of 35-year-old Molly Gruber, his romantic partner, on December 17, 2023. When Dunbar used a rifle to shoot through a door of their residence, killing Gruber. The couple had one child together who was home during the incident. Law enforcement officers with the Superior Police Department and the Knuckles County Sheriff's Office initially responded to the incident and immediately arrested Dunbar. Following a six-day trial, Dunbar was convicted of three felonies, first-degree murder, use of a firearm to commit a felony, and assault by strangulation. And he was also convicted of misdemeanor negligent child abuse. The Knuckles County Attorney's Office and the Nebraska Attorney General's Office prosecuted this case following an investigation by the Nebraska State Patrol. Sentencing will be held at a later date. The Nebraska Attorney General's Office stated that they are committed to prosecuting those who commit domestic violence crimes, and victim assistance information and resources can be found on the Attorney General's website. A Phelps County man, 21-year-old Drayden Romamich, was arrested on Monday on one count of sexual assault in the first degree and two counts of possession of a visual depiction of sexual explicit conduct. Preliminary investigation revealed that Romamich's initial interactions with the underage victim occurred through social media, and it later progressed to sharing photos and videos and eventually a sexual encounter. If convicted of the Class 2 felony and Class 2A felonies, Romamich can face up to 90 years imprisonment and lifetime placement on the Nebraska Sex Offender Registry. Romamich is currently being held on bond that was set at $10,000 in the Phelps County Jail. This incident is the only one that Romamich is being charged with at this time. However, the Phelps County attorney said this may not have been the only underage girl that he was in contact with in the area. The investigation was commenced by the Holdridge Police Department, the Kearney Police Department, and the Nebraska State Patrol. The Phelps County attorney is encouraging parents to use this most recent incident as another opportunity to strongly discourage their children from sharing personal photos or videos of themselves over social media, especially to someone they haven't met in person. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Wetlands Education Center has been offering drop-in nature craft workshops this summer, and these come-and-go style activities will be held from 1 to 4 p.m. No registration is required for these free programs, and there will also be a short science lesson that fits the theme of the craft that will help kids gain appreciation for the natural world. The remaining workshops will be held tomorrow, Thursday, July 3rd, to design unique twig frames, and on Friday, July 11th, to learn the art of macrame feathers, weaving, and knotting techniques. You can visit the center between now and Tuesday, August 12th, to pick up a free copy of the Kansas Wetlands Education Center Summer 2025 Get Outside Guide. And this booklet includes more than a dozen suggested outdoor activities for you and your family. From do-it-yourself bird feeders to planting wildflower seeds for pollinators and monitoring the moon phases, there's a lot of fun to be had at the Kansas Wetlands Education Center, local parks, or in your own backyard. Kansas Wetlands Education Center is affiliated with Fort Hays State University's Worth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, and it's located 10 miles northeast of Great Bend at the Cheyenne Bottoms Wildlife Area. For more information, you can visit wetlandscenter.fhsu.edu. The Colby Community College Registrar's Office has announced students who earned academic honors for the spring 2025 semester, and to qualify, individuals must complete at least 12 credit hours with no failing grades. The president's honor roll includes 106 students with a 4.0 grade point average and 64 students on the vice president's honor roll who had GPAs between 3.75 and 3.99. Area students listed on the president's honor roll includes from Almena, Darcy Davis and Justin Davis, from Norton, Michaela Cadwallader, Ainsley Collins, Savannah Robeson, and Kinsey Skirtland, and from Phillipsburg, Gavin Driggs. Listed on the Vice President's Honor Roll from Norton, Lillian Hoft, and Angela Horoshek. On Tuesday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed flags to be flown at half-staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities from sunup to sundown, Saturday, July 5th, in honor of Phillips County Deputy Brandon Gady, who was killed in the line of duty on June 27, 2025. Governor Kelly said she's directing the flag statewide to be flown at half-staff to honor Phillips County Deputy Brandon Gady, whose life was taken too soon while protecting his community. She said each day, our law enforcement officers brave profound risks in service of their fellow Kansans, and she extends her deepest condolences to Deputy Gady's loved ones and community as they grieve this unimaginable loss. On behalf of the Phillips County Sheriff's Office, the Kansas Highway Patrol has announced the memorial events for 30-year-old Deputy Brandon Gady. Visitation will be held from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, July 3rd, with funeral services at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, July 5th. Both of the events are open to the public and will occur at the Huck Boyd Community Center, 860 Park Street in Phillipsburg. Immediately following the funeral services, interment will be at the Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Cemetery, 576 West Osage Road in Stuckard, Kansas. For members of the public attending the funeral services, parking will be available at Phillipsburg High School, located at 410 South 7th Street, and buses will be available to transport attendees to the Huck Boyd Community Center. Parking for first responders will be available along Park Street near the community center. And for those unable to attend, the service will be streamed live on the Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel Facebook page. Memorial services and interment for Dennis Brown, 78 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, July 3rd, in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, to help with final expenses, and condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with highs in the mid-90s and south winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with lows in the upper 60s and south winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with highs in the lower 90s and south winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should be increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly clear in the evening, then partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight with lows in the upper 60s. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, tomorrow, or on Friday, July 4th, it should be partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and humid with highs in the lower 90s. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and high in the mid-90s. On Sunday, it should be partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and highs in the upper 80s. On Monday, it should be partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing with a 20% chance of thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. And on Tuesday, expect decreasing clouds with highs in the lower 90s. Currently, with fair skies, it is 72 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.02, and the dew point is 63 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas City Royals got back in the win column last night, knocking off the Seattle Mariners 6-3. That evens the four-game series at one game apiece, and it gets the Royals to 40-46 on the season. The Royals never trailed on Tuesday night, taking the lead on a Michael Garcia single in the first inning and never looking back. It was a big night for Salvador Perez, who went 3-for-5 at the plate with three RBIs. Nick Lofton and Kyle Isbell also knocked in runs in the victory. Michael Lorenzen started for Kansas City last night and didn't make it out of the fifth inning, allowing three runs on six hits and 4 2/3. The bullpen slammed the door on the Mariners, however, with five Royals relievers combining to allow no runs on just one hit and three walks. Lucas Erceg picked up the win, while Carlos Estevez recorded his 23rd save of the season. Seattle starter Emerson Hancock took the loss after giving up five runs in six innings. Game three of the series is coming up tonight, with Noah Cameron taking the bump for the Royals. He's 2-4 this season with a 2.79 ERA. The Mariners will counter with Logan Gilbert, who is a 3.55 ERA. First pitch is set for 8:40 tonight. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
I don't want to have to tell you to buckle up, even when driving on rural roads.
I don't want to have to tell you to watch your speed, just because you think you're the only one out here.
I never want to have to tell them you're not coming home.
Lethal crashes are on the rise in Kansas.
Buckle up and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
I'm sorry to tell you there's been a crash. Your son's truck veered over the center line and hit a semi head-on.
Your husband wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Excessive speed played a role, and an open container of alcohol was in the vehicle.
The drivers in both vehicles were killed.
Please, take these words out of my mouth.
Buckle up, drive sober, and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
Presented by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.